Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment, we will be joined by our co-host, Catherine Einwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Contamental Lee of ContamentalLee.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we will actually be joined by wonderful guests from the Association of Independent Rooters and Root Workers, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.com in the high desert of California, and Dr. E of ConjureDoctor.com in Long Beach, California. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our times. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first let's catch up with our host, Conjure Man Ali. Conjure Man Ali?
Thank you, Tammy Lee, for that wonderful introduction, as always. How have you been?
I've been doing great down here, sir. We are just prepping for the new year here in the Panhandle, along the beautiful beaches in the Gulf of Mexico, and for the Pelican Drop on New Year's Eve. And just doing some wonderful advice that I've had from some great friends, my wonderful friends from AIR, and just prepping to do what needs to be done this New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And I thank all of y'all. I'm very blessed to know all of you as friends, colleagues, and just cherished members of AIR. And y'all listen up, because this is going to be a great show. We've got the fellows on the show, and I'm going to turn it right back over to you.
Well, thank you, Tammy Lee, and it's always wonderful to have you be our captain on this show. Welcome, everyone, to another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. I am Conjure Man Ali. Catherine Einwood is not going to be joining us this week, as she is traveling back from Southern California back up to Forestville. This past week, she's been down in Southern California, and we've had a hoodoo outing over at Disneyland over a course of a couple days. Spent some time shopping and doing all sorts of wonderful things. And then last night, she taught a wonderful workshop on bone reading at Madame Pamita's Parlor of Wonders, which was absolutely excellent. We had a great turnout. It was great to see some of you. And we were joined also yesterday and during our Disneyland hoodoo outing with our wonderful guests, Dr. E and Deacon Millett, who I'm happy to have both of you here, holding down the fort for Miss Cat. So, welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Dr. E, how have you been?
I've been well, actually. I'm still kind of recovering from this whirlwind weekend. Disneyland was a lot of fun. It was really great to see everybody and hang out with everyone there. You're right, Cat's bone reading workshop last night was fantastic, and it was also very nice to see a lot of graduates from Cat's Hoodoo Rootwork correspondence course in person, and I also got to meet some of my clients also face-to-face, which was great.
It was quite fun.
Buy a few more bones to add to my collection, and I am going to be reading with my bones today, so it was a really nice day, and I've been good. I've just been catching up with some candle burn reports that are always sort of seem to be backing up here. So catching up with candle burn reports, launching a few new products, just launched a bath to go along with a seduction line of products that I've had going for a while. So that's an exciting little release there. And I'm going to be putting out an attraction mojo bag on my website of products at conjuredoctor.com That'll be coming out probably in the next week or so. Oh, and I also added a new What is Hoodoo page to my store, which it's kind of surprising I didn't have that on there long before.
Right.
But it was long overdue, and I wanted to make sure I did it justice. So that's really what I've been up to lately.
Very exciting. I actually saw the What is Hoodoo page, and it's an excellent page, so I do highly recommend people check it out. And, of course, it was great hanging out with you, and the bone reading class really was stellar. Miss Kat, as always, was just filled with knowledge, and it was very, despite the fact that it was packed, it was quite intimate because you got to see her really cast the bones, and she did demonstrations.
Yeah.
Own readings. It was very exciting and very well done. And Deacon Miller, how have you been? I got a chance to hang out with you as well, one of my other
Absolutely.
Favorite people.
It was great seeing you guys and getting to just hang out. We'll have to do that a lot more often. Just recovering from the weekend like everybody else, and kind of happy. I got this quite beautiful, I'm sure you guys saw them, the 2013 massive New Year's candle.
Oh, yes.
And I just want to put it out there to everybody, you know, go ahead and tweet your New Year's resolution or your New Year's wish to me. I'm going to be lighting this at midnight on the 31st and would love to put your petition for good luck or money or health, love, any positive things. Just tweet those to Deacon Millett, and I will make sure that I add your petition to the pile.
Well, that sounds very exciting. That, you know, I will definitely be tweeting it so that you guys have heard it first. You know, this is a New Year's candle that Deacon Millett, who's famed for his candle work, is going to be lighting. And if you're interested in adding your petition, do send you know, him your petition so that he can add it to the candle. And that candle was quite massive.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I'm going to have to pay a lot of attention to it because it's got so much stuff in there that I'm just praying it's not going to turn into a bonfire.
I called it the rocket launcher of candles. It was quite something. Well, speaking of the New Year's, all three of us have different traditions and techniques and tricks and traditions when it comes to ushering in the new year, saying goodbye to the previous year. Let's talk a little bit about that in our discussion panel. Deacon Miller, what do you do to welcome the new year and say goodbye to the previous year?
Well, I definitely, having grown up in Texas, the big requirement is to have at least a spoonful of black-eyed peas as the very first bite of food that you eat in the new year. And, you know, regardless of if there are pancakes for breakfast, my mom was there with a spoonful of black-eyed peas for each of them. And I remember at least one year when all the black-eyed peas in all the grocery stores were out and, you know, we had a major hunt on our hands. I also remember being overseas on Guam one year and, you know, looking for black-eyed peas and people just thinking I was out of my mind. So right now I've got what I'm calling black-eyed borscht brewing in the crock pot. I decided to do beets, jalapenos, and black-eyed peas for New Year's this year. So that's starting to smell really good. So that's a biggie. And then I'm also just looking forward to, I'll set a few firecrackers very carefully. And this is something that, you know, everybody does the firecrackers, but I don't think people are aware on our New Year how important firecrackers are. I think on the Lunar New Year, there's more an understanding of what's up with that. And I can let one of you guys talk more about that. But I'm definitely going to get rid of a few evil spirits to start the new
year. Yes. It's always a good way to start. Drive away those pesky spirits. Dr. E, what do you do to celebrate the New Year's?
Well, that's it's funny, actually. We have this family tradition that comes from Cuba, okay? And for those people that don't know, I am a Cuban-American, first-generation American. And one of the things that we do is there's the traditional throwing out of the pot of water at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people have forgotten what the original intention of this is, and the idea is that you're supposed to actually mop your house on New Year's Eve. You clean the house, literally just mop the whole thing out, but you save the bucket of dirty mop water behind the front door. And when the clock strikes 12 and it is officially the new year, you're supposed to take that bucket of water and throw it outside and throw out all of the bad luck and all of the nastiness of the past year so that you get a fresh start going into the new year. Now, one of the funny stories that I had with this was one year I was traveling in Spain, and it was a group New Year's Eve celebration with sort of like the forgotten friends that, you know, we didn't get invited to parties, so we kind of made a party of our own. And everybody had their own New Year's Eve tradition. So I said, well, we've got to grab a bucket of water, and we got to throw the bucket of water out at New Year's. And then someone else said, well, I hear that if you take a suitcase and you walk it outside of the house and then walk it back in, then you'll travel in the year to come. And then somebody else said, oh, well, I heard that you had to go outside and you had to bang two hot lids together to scare away the evil energy. So what's funny is with the clock struck midnight, we all did these things in rapid succession. So I grabbed the bucket of water, hand it to a friend. He throws it out the door and accidentally lands it on some poor old sap's car. So his car is drenched. Then another friend goes running with her suitcase, and she takes it outside and runs it back in. And someone goes out behind her and starts smashing these pot lids together in her ear. It was hilarious. But it was like we covered all of our bases. All of our bases were covered. And it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. But I got to say, I did travel a lot in that new year. I had a lot of good luck in that new year, and there weren't any evil spirits that new year. So something worked. Something worked.
That is the quite interesting,
right?
Very, very funny. But if you're
right.
Gonna do traditions, you might as well cover all your bases.
Cover all of them, and you know, you
right.
Also, like Deborah Joy says here in the chat, you could easily use Chinese wash to wash your house, and then just throw out the mop water at New Year's. So you're throwing a little conjure in with some of that family tradition too. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a good one. I, you know, it's interesting because one thing that Miss Cat actually talks about, and this is a tradition that unfortunately is forgotten really in today's society quite a bit, but it's a very old Southern African-American tradition of burning onion skins, red onion skins, in your stove or your furnace, your fireplace, for good luck. And it's often done around Christmas time, and it's often done around New Year's, but you don't see many families actually talk about that. Well, it's quite interesting because my neighbors are burning red onion skins, and I go, oh, I know exactly what they're doing. So that is another tradition that people do around New Year's, is burning those red onion skins for good luck and for blessing. This is also the ideal time. People often talk about spring cleaning. Well, I really like cleaning around the New Year's. It's the best time of year to really just start the year fresh. So cleanse from top to bottom, back to front.
Right.
And really wash the house with a little bit of Chinese floor wash, with a little bit of Van Van oil, which is always great. I love Van Van. Give yourself a good bath, and then bring in the blessings. Include things like basil, lighting a blessing candle. And the psalm that I was taught in order to sing or pray during this time of year, exactly at the stroke of midnight, was Psalm 65, which is really an all-around blessing psalm. And it's a great psalm because it actually says, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. So the idea is that from the get-go, the Lord will crown your year with goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. So you have a year filled with abundance, with success. So Psalm 65 with cleansing work, road opening work, a little bit of bathing, cleansing, and candle work, and you've got a great start towards a new year. Do you guys do any type of candle work yourselves in addition to cleansing?
I do, actually. One of the things that I do is I try to do a house blessing candle at the start of the new year. It may not be at New Year's itself, but definitely in the first week of the new year, I make sure to get myself a blue candle so that I can have a nice, peaceful home. And then I dress it with house blessing oils, or even money house blessing if I want to add in some prosperity in the year to come. I like to draw. I actually will get a blank blue glass encased candle, and I will take just a regular black Sharpie, one of those little permanent markers, and I will draw on the candle what I want for the year to come. So I usually draw a little house shape, and I put my initials and my astrological sign inside of the house, and then I draw all of those things that I want: blessings, peace, health, money, stability, clients, whatever it happens to be. And I write it all. So basically the candle becomes a giant petition, a giant written petition. And into the candle I add in a little piece of pyrite, one little tear of frankincense for some blessing, and a little bit of dried basil leaf to have some of that house blessing as well. And I will pray over this, I'll knock it three times, and I'll go ahead and burn it on my altar in order to draw in some good vibes for the year to come. But in addition to that, another thing I wanted to say was the idea of cleaning. You were talking about cleaning your home.
Right.
One of the things that's really great for the new year that a lot of people forget about is cleaning your altars. Clean your sacred spaces.
Get all the
bottles and all the candles and everything off of those altars, and clean it down with a real nice blend of like a Van cleansing wash, Chinese wash, or maybe even just some holy water and Florida water, and wipe down all of your altars to give a real nice, clean, fresh spiritual energy in the year to come. And that's something that I do at the turn of the year, including my Orisha shrines in the Santeria Church of the Orishas. We have to clean all of our shrines, so we wipe down our vessels, we replace the water in any of the Orishas that have water in them, and everything goes fresh and clean into the year to come. And then I light a white candle in front of them afterward to add some light in the year to come as well.
That's excellent, and it brings up an excellent point in the hoodoo tradition and in Conjure, the idea of remembering your ancestors. New Year's is not just about cleansing your house. It is also about reconnecting with your own spirits, cleansing your sacred spaces, your altars, which often do get, neglected throughout the year. So you have all that gunk building up, that spiritual gunk, as I like to call it, over the year. This is the perfect time to cleanse it, and it's a great time to wipe down your ancestors, in addition to all your altars. Consider, if you have an ancestral altar, wiping that down, cleansing it, a little bit of Hoyt's cologne, or if you're from the Afro-Caribbean tradition, a little bit of Florida water, or using Van, laying out a new altar cloth or altar cloth that you've washed, lighting a white candle, leaving out some fresh water for your ancestors, or giving them offerings that they like, tea and coffee and things like that. Now, in the chat room, Candelo, who is a regular member of our chats and runs his own show, actually mentioned rice, and that is used also as well in African-American conjure for the New Year's. While rice has a very strong absorptive quality, it absorbs things. In addition, it's also white, so it represents purity. Using rice to absorb negativity and then, kind of flicking it out of your house is one of the good ways of removing what are considered negative spirits from your house. Deacon Miller, do you want to talk a little bit about, this kind of segues into the idea of the fireworks and not just cleansing, but, apotropaic techniques of maybe driving away the bad or removing negativity?
Well, in my head, I was planning to cleanse my altar today, and time has flown, so it will be a New Year's Eve cleansing. And what I was realizing was I can certainly add Dr. E's wonderful throwing the water out at midnight to just my altar cleansings, which will be quite wonderful. But for me, I think that the small amount of rice in the four corners of the major room in my house and throwing those out. I'm rather careful in how I throw them out because birds have a tendency to eat raw rice, and so I try to bury the rice rather than just tossing it.
Right.
It can kill birds, but that's something that I've always really liked because particularly in our profession, we attract some things we're just not wild about. And it's good to when the whole world is at a crossing point, it's very, very good to make use of that time. But the other thing in America that I'm always, and I guess it's European, is this whole father time motif, which as an astrologer I find very fascinating because the figure of father time is so much Saturn. And it really is related to the Saturn Kronos kind of ending death motif. And so that's really fun for me to look at is in the final 2 weeks of the year, we see the Jupiter archetype coming forward with Saturn and then Father Time eating its own children, you know, in the most grim of the Saturn Kronos motif. So that's also something that I think about is that we have Saturn in our corner to destroy the negative, and that's always a positive way to use Saturn is to, you know, be reborn into a new year.
Yeah, that is actually what the astrological significance should not be overlooked, especially since this, you know, New Year's is ultimately a more than anything else is a chronological, a time-oriented celebration, the end of the old and the beginning of the new. And there are all sorts of astrological rites that can be associated with it. I was mentioning in the chat room that the use of rice and black beans and such for rites like this is actually quite ancient and goes all the way back to Roman times, where we have things like rice and black beans being used to send away negativity or bad spirits in the form of the demones, the lemurs, or the larvae. And so this is a very old tradition, but while driving away and cleansing is all good, you do want to balance it with blessing and drawing, and that's also very strong in the hoodoo tradition. What are some things that you gentlemen do in order to draw in the good, in addition to just cleansing and, you know, refreshing your altars, refreshing your connection with your spirits? What do you do to bring in the good for the new year?
For me, it's really fast luck that I've used most years. This year I'm going for this Mega Mondo candle and seeing how that goes. But I'm a big fast luck person at this time of year. It's so effective for both romance and money. I like the smell of it in the house at this time of year. So all of the Lucky Mojo fast luck products find a lot of use for me in January.
Right. Fast luck is a little bit of luck can go a long, long way. Dr. E, how about you?
Well, one of the things I like to do to draw in some prosperity for the year to come is I take my big lodestone that I have, whose name is Warbucks, and I take Warbucks and I make a sort of little cleansing rite in order to draw in fresh prosperity for the year. So I dust all of the magnetic dust that has adhered to him off, and I save it. And then I give him a new clean down with some fresh whiskey, and I oil him up with some new money draw oil, set him on top of that $100 bill that I've got in a plate, and I start sprinkling the magnetic sand on him all over again in order to start that cycle of prosperity, to draw in that business success for the year to come. And I will also sometimes put a little pinch of money draw powder in my wallet at the same time so that I can start that year out with good finances, especially considering that tax time is coming up.
Oh, excellent.
Things like that. I want to make sure that the money's in a good place for that. So that's what I like to do.
That is an excellent tradition because, you know, we all love money and we all want money throughout the year. And if you start your year off doing money work rather than waiting until you're, you know, broke or you're having financial difficulties, you're setting yourself up for success. And a lot of people kind of wait till it's too late. But if you start, not just by starting the New Year's with just blessing and cleansing, but also doing specific acts like using fast luck oil, like Deacon Millett mentioned, or doing lodestone work and your money work, adding money drawn, and especially money stay with me, because you don't want those extra expenses throughout the year. That sets the tone. And just like the New Year's is the time of year where we set resolutions, right? Where we kind of set the message of the year, you know, set our behaviors of the year, the patterns that we're going to follow all year long. So too can you do that spiritually, rather than saying, you know, I'm going to lose this much amount of weight, which you can absolutely do, or I want to start a business or whatnot. These are all, this is a great time to do it. Spiritually, you can back all of that up, doing things like lodestone work and fast luck work. All of that is excellent, excellent. I'm very, the great suggestions here. I am a firm believer of always, always drawing in something after you do cleansing work. So something that I have mentioned in the radio show before and that I do recommend if for people who are looking for something quite simple is sugar and cinnamon in warm water that is used to draw inwards, used to do a cleanse, a floor wash inwards or pour down the front steps or on your porch. It's always good to bring in happy times, bring in prosperous times, and bring in sweet things to you. I also highly, highly suggest burning a little bit of cinnamon in the house. If the house smells like cinnamon, it brings prosperity to that house and makes that house prosperous. And you can do that by boiling cinnamon in some water if you have cinnamon essential oils, which you can also get from Lucky Mojo Oil, as they do sell essential oils in addition to conditioned oils. And you combine that with some incenses like Fast Luck Incense, Money Stay With Me, Money Drawing, and you let your house smell like success and prosperity, it will actually come to you. I do believe firmly in working like that. Do you gentlemen have anything further to add? These have been some great traditions. I think our listeners have, you know, heard some great suggestions.
I would just say make sure that if you have any protective things up, to refresh them so you can go into the new year protected. Mojo's behind the door. Give them a little dab of that protection, firewall of protection oil. If you have any of those blue anti-evil eye amulets in your house, give those a little dab of some kind of protection oil as well. Just pump everything up with a fresh start for the year to come, and I think you'll have all your bases covered.
Could not agree more.
That is a great, great suggestion, especially if you have like an evil eye amulet up all year long, you know, or some type of protection amulet up in your house. All year long, it's been protecting you. Give it a little cleansing, you know, use a little bit of Van Van to re-empower it, fill it up with positive prayer and strength, and you will be protected and kept safe. That also brings up another tradition that's quite common is if you have certain plants in your house where you've buried tricks, like love tricks, a fern plant for peaceful home and a loving home. This is often the time, this is the time of year you want to make sure you water it. So even if you've watered it the week before, on New Year's you want to give it a little bit more water with prayer and focus. If you've buried an apple spell or a honey spell, anything like that, you know, will, you know, it's the perfect time of year to do that. So anything that you've buried, any tricks that you've put in plants, this is the time of year to rewater them, in addition to refreshing your protection. Well, we've had some great suggestions, and it's been, you know, wonderful. And I think that we can go on for hours and hours because there are endless traditions about the New Year's. But we have to turn to our wonderful callers. So let's have Miss Tammy Lee take it away.
Well, yes, sir, Contaman Ali, and just a reminder to everyone that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Contaman Ali, will be here each and every Sunday at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. And this week we are joined by both Deacon Millett of AIR and Dr. E of AIR. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or by telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client. Our first client is calling in from area code 609 in Central New Jersey. This is By the Bayou. By the Bayou, are you there, caller? Hi, how are you? I'm doing great, and welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let our hosts and our co-hosts of the show know that you have not been on the show prior to this, nor have you gone to any other Readers and Root Workers for AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And he writes, I'd like clarity on my love life, what direction it is taking, and what I can do to improve it. I'd like to know if I should focus mainly on my business and not my love life, and when a man is going to be coming my way. Turning it back over to you.
Ah, interesting. You have a couple different questions here. One about, you know, business and love. Which do you want us to focus on?
Because
we really only have one love situation. Okay, well, let's have Dr. E do the first reading.
Excellent. It's very nice to meet you, by the by, and I'm glad that I can read for you. Let's go ahead and look into your situation and see what we can find out, okay? I'm going to be reading today with a Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot deck. This is a pretty standard tarot deck that most people are used to seeing. I'm going to go ahead and shuffle up my cards here while I think on your situation. And then I'm going to run my thumb along the edge of the deck of cards, and when you tell me stop, that's where I'll cut the cards, okay? You go ahead and let me know at any time.
Okay. I stop.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and lay out a few cards here. All right. Okay. All right, so in the past, I have a card here, the King of Swords. This is a man who looks rather stern, who's seated on a throne holding a sword. And this typically talks either about a person or the qualities of an individual. This guy is pretty, like I said, stern, cold. This is not a really warm-hearted individual. But he is very smart, and he is very tactical and strategic in how he handles things. He knows when he needs to make the tough call, and he knows that sometimes you have to make those tough calls and not really consider other people's feelings because the call has to be made. This is probably you in the past, okay, needing to make a real tough decision, possibly about a past relationship, needing to cut a tie with somebody, or needing to get out of the situation for your own good, okay? What I see in the present, I have the Ace of Cups card. This shows a hand emanating from a cloud, a very sort of angelic hand, holding a golden goblet out of which water is pouring forth, and there's a dove holding the Holy Eucharist descending down into the cup. And this card for me always talks about an outpouring of love and emotion and all those wonderful loving emotions pouring forth into your life. You already, you know, you've healed from this situation in the past and you've kind of moved past that, you've gotten over that, but now you're starting to feel this upwelling of emotion again. You crave for love in your life again. You've let the past go and you want a fresh start. The main obstacle card I see, however, is the Devil card. Okay, this is a card, and I don't want to alarm you, but this is a card that shows a rather devilish figure that has chained a man and a woman to him to act as his slaves and servants. This card in an obstacle position to me can talk about you being afraid of being enslaved or ensnared in some kind of relationship where you're going to lose your power and lose your free will. You're afraid of meeting some guy who ends up being a demonic jerk, you know, and that's totally understandable coming from a past that you come from. But you need to remember that while you may have let go of the emotions from the past, you cannot hold the new guy accountable for the old guy. Do you see what I'm saying? You can't transfer the sins of the past into the present. You need to do some clearing and cutting and cut and clear work, you know, to let that past go so that you can give the new guy a chance to stand on his own 2 feet and present himself to you authentically as he really is. Because after all, isn't that what you want? Don't you want someone to accept you for you who you are and not hold some other guy's stuff, you know, hold you accountable for that? Right. You probably would want the same in return. So give what you're hoping to gain and allow people to have a clean and fresh start with you. Now, what I see, we may want to look at some cleansing as well, okay, because there may be a more serious force at play with that as the obstacle card. I'm going to allow my associates to read deeper into that. But from a emotional psychological perspective, that's the advice that I would give you there. Now, in the future, I have the Two of Cups card. This is a card that shows a young man and a young woman holding goblets, and the young man is sort of reaching out for the woman's goblet. She's kind of holding hers back a little bit, and yet out of the place where these two glasses clink together, there is a caduceus is rising up, which is a sign of healing and a sign of angelic intercession to help heal a situation. For me, this talks a lot about someone coming into your life and you maybe still being a little bit hesitant, maybe a little guarded going into that particular relationship, but that if you allow the divine to come into it, allow God to inspire you and heal you, you can allow that new relationship to be a wonderful, beautiful, healing experience where you realize, wow, somebody does accept me and love me for who I am,
wow,
and I still have my freedom to be who I am and not feel trapped with another demonic jerk like I did from the past. Okay, so this looks very good, but there's some cleansing work that we want to do in order to really clear that road for you, to let that new person come in and have things be happy and beautiful for you.
Okay.
That's what I see in my reading. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Conjurman Ali and let him, Deacon Millett, and let Deacon Millett read into your situation further and see what he sees, maybe regarding that obstacle.
Okay, thank you.
Hello. I'm just going to pull some cards from a very different deck. This is the Secret Dakini Oracle deck, which I've been using for decades. The first card I've got here is Deep End. This shows a mermaid diving deep into the depths, and it tells us that you tend to become deeply emotionally attached. You dive into the depths when you're in love, and this can be risky, as you know. It can backfire on you, and it can make potential partners a little leery of you. Rather than realizing that what they're you're a pretty decent read on people. You see through to the good parts of them, and you embrace those very quickly. You fall in love faster than most people do.
Wow.
So my advice is hide it. Just hide it. I made the mistake of falling in love at first sight, and, you know, it all worked out great. Here I am 12 years later, but those first few years were hell on earth because what do you mean you love me? Are you crazy? How do you know you love me? Well, you don't, you know, what do you say? I'm psychic. You're the one. I'm going to be the rest of my life. It doesn't help. So the first thing is, realize that it's okay to see and embrace the good parts of people instantly and to know what the future is going to look like, but you have to keep it to yourself.
Wow.
Or you will jinx it. You will mess it up. So that's the Deep End card that I'm seeing. The next card I'm seeing is Soma. This card shows a mushroom in the snow and the sun rising. And this is really the chill pill card. You know, just take a chill pill. It's all going to be okay. The right guy is out there. Focus on your spirituality and let the right one come. Don't grab hold of the first one. May not necessarily be the right one, so just take it slow, steady, calm. The third card is the hot seat card. This is the card of responsibility. And you need to be responsible for your own emotions in this coming relationship. You are not allowed to say, you make me feel X.
Wow.
You've got to say, I feel X. And these feelings are my own. They may be being triggered by you, but you don't make me feel anything. So
amen.
Those are the three cards that come up for you, and I think you've learned tremendously from the past, and you truly are ready. If as Dr. E says, you cut and clear from those old habits and start fresh, everything's going to be good.
Wow. Thank you. So any idea when does that come up?
Well, none of these cards are time-oriented cards.
Okay.
And I'll pull three more just to see if the time card pops up. I'm not getting any time cards, so maybe did something come up? I hear shuffling. We'll get you an answer.
That's Dr. E. I'm trying to find time cards, too, and all my cards are saying the time will be determined once you've done this work. So you have to do this work to let all of that negative stuff go, and then the clock will start ticking. But as long as you haven't done that work, you're blocked. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to see anything. So cleanse, cleanse, do your work, deal with your stuff, then we can answer that question.
Okay.
You know, the sense, I agree 100% with my colleagues on this, and the sense that I get, just to give you a rough estimate, and I do think it's very much contingent upon you being able to do the work, but if you're able to do this, the time sense is going to be around late March, early April, so you're looking at a spring date for when you're going to find love. It's not, you know, too far away, but it's not next week either. So you have some work to do before you can actually get there. And that's what we're going to talk about next, is what you can do in order to help, you know, remove this past linkage. You know, the Devil card is never a particularly positive card. And in addition to that, how to draw in new love. One of the best ways to remove the past, in my opinion, the cut and clear, you know, this is a spell developed by Miss Cat. It is excellent. I highly recommend it. You can purchase the spell kit from Lucky Mojo. I'm also a big fan of baths, where I combine rose petals, rue, and violet leaves. Now, this has an element of uncrossing, healing, and love drawing all mixed together. And you boil this into a tea, so into some hot water, and you bathe downward for 7 days while the moon is waning. You know, praying from your heart that all hurts of the past are removed, that all wounds are closed up, and that your heart is open towards new love. And you wash downwards, you gather a little bit of the used bath water and air dry, and then dispose of that used bath water at the crossroads. And people, my clients often ask me, Conjure Man Ali, do I have to do it every day at the crossroads? And my answer generally is, yes, and the reason for that is that this root work is work, and you want to put that intent out there. You're walking away this hurt from your life, your property, and sending it to the four corners of the world away from you. So yes, you want to do that bath. Then I would combine this. Now, you don't want to force love. We're not looking at a coercive type of love. What you're looking for is opening your heart up to receive love that's already on its way. So we're looking at sweetening work, but we're not looking at honey jar. What I'm sensing for you is a sugar bowl, and you're going to get...
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. I've already started a sugar jar. Actually,
perfect. Well, I want you to do it a little bit different. Now, a sugar jar, you're burning candles on it. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, I want you to do it a little bit differently. Now, you can use a jar if you like. I prefer using a bowl because I have big hands and I don't like reaching into a jar. You can use a jar if you'd like, but what you're going to do is you're going to write a petition and you're going to write all the qualities you're looking for in a lover. Or you can do it simply and simply write, my future ideal lover, or my ideal lover, or my next, the man of my dreams, or whatever. Right? Mm. You're going to write that qualification. You're going to write it out and then turn it over and write your name three times. And you turn this clockwise. And you're going to fold this up and you're going to place this at the bottom of a jar of sugar or a bowl of sugar. Now, most people put the herbs and everything into the packet itself and fold it up and then put in the sugar. But I want you to actually include the herbs with the sugar itself so that the petition is surrounded with it. And you're going to add just a pinch of Damiana, because Damiana is a little bit bitter, so you want to just put a pinch of Damiana. You're going to put rose petals along with that sugar. And then you're going to take a skeleton key, and you're going to stick it into that jar or bowl. And every day, you're going to wake, when you wake up, you're going to go to that, and you're going to turn that key one turn, so one, you know, one fourth turn. And you're going to pray, as this key turns, may my heart be unlocked, may my roads be unlocked towards love, and may my ideal lover come to me sweetly, willingly, and with love in his heart. And you're going to do that every day for 2 weeks. And then after the two-week period, what you're going to do is you're going to, you know, move it down to either Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Friday. You don't need to do it every day until April, until you find your love. You could if you'd like, but that's a lot of work. I usually recommend 2 weeks to really build that power, and then steadily working it every week to keep that flow, keep that power, you know, steadily working on the situation. And this works really well in a case like yours, where you've had difficulties in the past. It draws in new love for you. It brings in you know, the ideal person. It does so sweetly, naturally, gradually, and more importantly, while also healing you. Because the unlocking is also about unlocking your own potentials to be loved and to love without letting other people, you know, make you feel the way that you do. So it's giving you your power back, so to speak.
Mm.
It's a very powerful working, very sweet working, and I think it would work wonderfully for you. Let's see if any of my colleagues have anything to add to this particular work. Dr. E or Deacon Millett?
Yeah, I think that spell is excellent. I mean, that's really wonderful. And, I mean, I would say couple that maybe with some the love uncrossing baths that you said. The minute you said your bath, I'm like, that's a love uncrossing bath. So you really took the words right out of my mouth. I just really think that the thing that's most important to do first is that cut away, a cut and clear work to really just get that demon out of the way, you know what I mean? And then start working on recovering yourself, opening up your heart and moving into that vulnerable place so you can easily have a good relationship going into the future. I think Ali gave you wonderful advice in that regard.
As long as you have a nemesis that is laying a shadow over your heart, you're just going to be stuck. So please get that cut and clear work done, and then open yourself up to really bringing that new love home.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to start on it right away. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. Tammy Lee?
Yes,
Tammy
sir.
Lee, you want to take it away. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Congressman Ali, and thank you so much for our last caller. And reminder to everyone that support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. And our next client is calling in from area code 305. And I am just pulling this right up here. This is Clarity 711 305, which is a Miami area code. But she is located in Virginia Beach and has not had a previous reading on the show. Clarity, are you there, caller?
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to go ahead and read your situation for our host. And she writes, she is a new caller to the show. She has received a reading from a Polaro in Miami. It was referred to me through a friend in October of 2011. Okay. I received a reading from a Polaro who informed me that a hex was put on me by a past lover due to destroy my relationships and keep me unhappy until I return. He offered a cleansing, but it would have involved animal sacrifice. For the past 2 years, the hex seems to be going strong. I suffer from continuous depression, loneliness, sleep disruptions, and other strange encounters. I've been trying to get out and get help, but there's always an issue preventing it. I want to confirm that there is a hex and how to remove it, and if removing it will allow me to have the opportunity to reunite with my last boyfriend, whom I still have feelings for. Turning it back over to you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Tammy Lee. Clarity, a couple questions here.
Okay.
You were told that you were hexed back in 2011, is that correct?
Yes.
Is that also when you broke up with your last boyfriend, or how long ago was that?
It was around the same time.
It was around the same time.
Mm-hmm. When I got the reading, we were going through the process of breaking up.
Okay. Well, a couple things here. First and foremost, when it comes to cleansings and hoodoo, we can do it without animal sacrifice. So to answer that particular aspect of the question right off the bat is that there are ways of doing it without animal sacrifice, and some of the ATRs do perform animal sacrifice, but hoodoo does not have that element. There are always ways around this. So let's do the reading here and see you know, what your chances are, and then we'll turn it over to my colleagues. Now, I have pulled the three tarot cards here, and I'm going to go over them. Now, the first one I have is the Devil card. Now, that's not a good card to come up. It does indicate that there is very much, you know, a dark curse, so to speak, on you, but it's more in the form of a spirit. Now, This Devil card shows us a Baphomet figure. It has two individuals, a male and a woman, with chains around their neck, and they're chained to this big block. And the devil, or the Baphomet figure, which is this goat-headed demon, is behind them, holding a flame to the male's rear. This indicates to us that, yes, there is what, you know, this person called a hex in play here. However, it's not nearly as bad as you think it is, because you have the will, you have the willpower to remove the chains that have been cast on you off of you. Okay? If you look closely at the Devil card, both figures, male and woman, have chains around their neck, but the chains are very loose and they can slip over. It is oppression, but it's oppression that is blindly being allowed. And the issue here is that, yes, this comes from a previous lover of yours who wants to bind you, who wants to ensure that you're not happy until you either return or he feels, this person feels satisfaction for the end of the relationship. But the reality is that with healing, with letting go of the past, you can send the devil away. Because the next card that we have here is the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands shows us a man leaning on a staff with a bandage on his head, and there are staves behind him. Now, some people say this is a wall of staves that he has fought through, or that this is his pursuers. This, often when this comes up, is something that both myself and Miss Cat in the previous call, you know, previous shows have called spiritual PTSD. You've gone through a lot. You've suffered through a lot. But that suffering has become almost characteristic of your life. You've allowed it to define you. The reality is you were told a year ago that you were hexed, and now we're going into 2013, and you haven't, you know, taken the initiative to really break free of that in the way that you could have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've let the wounds of the past become characteristic of your destiny. And that's where you see the willful allowing of oppression happen to you that we saw on the Devil card. You can break free from this. It involves reclaiming your strength, reclaiming your ability to cleanse yourself and walk away from this. You can hire a professional, but I believe that you can do this work yourself. You can do this work, and it may be actually very important for you to be involved in your work, because you cannot allow your past to define you. You cannot allow your past experience to define you. This Nine of Wands is very important. It tells us to really reclaim yourself and heal yourself, and you can be successful. But do not expect this to restore your love with your ex. We have the Four of Cups as the final card. The Four of Cups shows us a man with his arms crossed, and he's basically saying no. He's sitting under a tree. There's three goblets before him, and another goblet is coming out of a cloud and is offering him, it's a hand that's offering him a goblet. This actually, that specific image, the hand and the goblet, it refers to the Ace of Cups. And here the man is rejecting the offer of love. So I don't believe that you will be able to get back with your ex. I do believe you will be able to free yourself from this curse, and it is essential that you take action now and wait no further. What I'm going to do is turn this over to my colleague, Dr. E. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Good, good. Dr. E, what do you see?
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear what you're going through. That can be a very difficult situation, and I can imagine what you've been through, especially with this malevolence on you. That regardless of what you choose to do, that does need to be cleaned off of you. Now, I'm going to be reading with the bones today. I've got a series of bones that spoke to me that I've collected out of my total collection of bones, and I'm going to go ahead and pray a little bit and then cast these upon the mat and see what my spirits have to say for you, okay? So I call to my spirits, I call to the spirits of the caller, I call to the spirits of time and place, the spirits in front of me, the spirits behind me, the spirits on either side of me. Give me clarity and tell me what we can do regarding this caller's situation, what is taking place and what the remedy is. Okay. Well, I can confirm that there is indeed a negative entity, like Ali said, a devilish figure that is afflicting your love life. I have a little ceramic devil head in my bone set. He is face down, but he is sitting on top of a raccoon penis bone, which for us represents love. So indeed, cool. Your love life has been afflicted by this negative entity. Next to that, I have a cowrie shell, which for me represents the feminine quality, including feminine sexuality and sensuality. It is mouth down, and it is right next to this configuration, along with a bell. And this is telling me that this was done in order to afflict your love life and prevent you from being able to enjoy your feminine sensuality, to enjoy the ability of being in that kind of loving relationship. And the bell is warning you and saying, wake up, this is actually taking place. But there's also part of the situation here that you're not really being completely open and honest with yourself about. You're sort of voluntarily blinding yourself to. The domino in my reading, which represents your awareness of the situation and your, how should I say, your alertness to what's taking place, is face down, indicating that you're kind of weaving your own illusions or delusions about what's really taking place, okay, and you need to kind of have a little bit of a wake-up call and kind of get a little bit real with yourself, that while the cleansing does need to take place and it is important and necessary for you to move on with your love life, it, like Conjurman Ali said, is not going to bring your old lover back to you. However, it is the key that is necessary to overcome the blockages that you've had so that you can have a newer, better lover come into your life, someone who will come into your life and treat you so much better than your past lover that you won't even remember your past lover. What I've got here is I've got a key, which for me always indicates sort of the key to unlocking a situation and being able to move forward. I've got the key next to a baby doll arm that is reaching out for a abalone shell that has a Queen Elizabeth root right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the key to this is learning to reach out to a new love, to a love that appreciates your beauty, to someone that thinks that you're beautiful and irresistible, somebody that thinks that you are a goddess on this earth, and someone who will treat you in that same way. Not someone that you've got to go chasing after, but somebody that will be chasing after you because they think you're so beautiful and so amazing. And one of the things I also see here is the weasel jaw, which for me represents this person that cursed you. The key is also kind of pointing at that weasel jaw, saying, now, this person may be doing continual work on you. So this is something that, aside from cleansing, you may want to do some type of reversing or binding work or protective work so that if they try their continual shenanigans of, like, you know, repeatedly hitting you every month out of jealousy, that you are protected and defended from that. So
am
that
I able to do that if I don't know particularly who it is?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Can I do that even though I don't know who it is?
If you have a qualified spell worker, they absolutely will be able to do that for you. We have ways. Like I said, we have ways. Yeah, we have ways.
Just to interrupt briefly there.
You know, your future really is someone new. But that someone new is not going to come around until you get this dark entity off of you. And we have ways like spirit traps and things like that we can do to get that off of you. Okay.
Well, even more than spirit traps, using a qualifier like all my enemies or those who've cursed me or the devil are all ways of working this particular work.
Exactly. Okay. So we have ways of dealing with it. But you got to cleanse. And then I say put your eyes toward the future and not toward the past. If that guy isn't seeking you out right now, he's not going to seek you out in the future. You go find someone new, someone better, and someone who treasures you. Okay, because you deserve it. All right, so I'm going to hand it over to Deacon Millett and see what root work advice he has for you as a remedy to your situation. Brother Deacon, what do you have?
Well, I want you to start off, just get the uncrossing kit from Lucky Mojo and do it. My colleagues are right. Doing the work yourself at this initial stage is going to be very empowering for you, and I think that that's the way for you to go. But I'm sensing, unfortunately, a way in which you're feeding into this. By keeping the desire alive for your ex-boyfriend, you are allowing him to re-hex you over and over and over again. So immediately after you do the uncrossing work, I want you to move into some cut and clear work. And that's that is really going to entail you gritting your teeth and going, fine, I'm just done with this. Somebody who's put this kind of work on you does not deserve your affection. So in particular for you, I think a black walnut bath is the way to go. You can order those black walnuts from Lucky Mojo with the directions, and they'll come at the same time as your uncrossing kit. And just do a 1-2 punch there. And then we need you to keep your protection going. And whether you choose a moat bag or some form of protective ritual or a little bit more revenge in terms of, I always consider the reversing spells to have a nice element of revenge. It's like anybody that's done this to you deserves to have it reversed back on them. Any qualified practitioner can help you with that reversing work so that you can just move forward and move on. The last thing I want to mention is time.
Mm-hmm.
You, if this hex has been on you for 2 to 3 years, just making the hex go away isn't enough. We forget that if a hex makes us break our leg, we have to go to the doctor and get the leg fixed. Just removing the hex isn't going to do it. If the hex has kept you continually depressed for 2 to 3 years, has made it difficult to sleep for 2 to 3 years, that hex has affected your flesh. It's gone more than just your spirituality at that point. It sunk in, and you are going to need to see somebody and talk through that with a professional who can, a therapist, somebody who, a doctor, your physician, someone who can help you, because we can make that stuff stop recurring, stop coming, but if it's in you, it's in you, and you've got to see a doctor and move on with your life.
Okay.
So those are the steps that I would really like to see you take.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. The only thing that I would add to it is, and this was touched in all your readings, and Deacon Middle also talked about this, you know, the idea of combining this with actually getting physical help is also quite important. That Nine of Wands, you know, spiritual PTSD is quite important. Keeping up some form of talisman on you is quite important after you do any type of uncrossing work. Getting yourself a silver amulet or charm, which you've dressed with some fiery wall of protection and you've prayed over and you've smoked and some incense and you wear around your neck with a very thin silver chain, would be an excellent apotropaic charm or a protective talisman that will drive away any further attempts at attacking you, because this idea of constantly being attacked, you want to ensure that you cannot be attacked any further, that you protect yourself from any further attempts. And it can also act as an early alarm system where if the chain breaks, you are known, it takes a hit for you, and you know that someone is working on you actively, and then you can cleanse it, you know, get another chain rededicated, and you've got a little system worked out there. If you want someone to make a talisman for you, that's also possible. For example, Miss Cat specializes in making these really beautiful protective talismans, and you can contact her to get one of those talismans, or you can make one yourself. But you definitely want to include an element of protection in addition to the uncrossing work indicated by all of us, okay?
Okay. I have a question for the uncrossing work. Am I doing this more than once?
Usually uncrossing work is done over a period of time. In your specific case, if you get, for example, the uncrossing spell kit, more than likely you will be doing it over 13 days, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. It was our honor to read for you. Miss Tammy Lee, if you can take us away.
Yes, sir, Contraband Ali, and just letting everyone know that we have just about 26 minutes left in today's show, and the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archive podcast on iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. And if your call is chosen, you will get a free reading and rootwork consultation with your host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com and Conjurement Ali of ConjurementAli.com. And this week we have wonderful special guest, Dr. E of and Deacon Millett. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Now we're going to go ahead and go back to the phones. And Conjurement Ali, I'm going to go ahead and turn this back over to you to let me know which caller has signed up, either 205, 208, or 831. And if
we
they
do
are
have
not
a
available,
205.
205, sounds great. Okay, we're going to go ahead and read that 205 here for us. And we have 205. Here we go. Just pulling that up here. Thank you so much for my technical challenges here. Just hang tight here for a quick challenge moment. Here we go. All righty. This is Jasmine Money. Jasmine Money, are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your patience. So we have Jasmine Money plus 17. But Jasmine Money, is that okay? From Bessemer, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Super duper. Thank you so much. And again, welcome to the show. And I'm going to go ahead and let our host know that this is your first time calling into the show, and you have not yet had any readers or root workers from air do any reading and root working for you. Okay? And she writes, I feel as I'm under spiritual attack, and I'm in need of spiritual cleansing. The reason I think I'm under attack is because I've done one thing that I really regret. I always try to take good steps forward, but it's always something bringing me back to where I don't want to be. Whatever is attacking me doesn't want me to respect my parents, go to school, get a job, read the Bible, or go to church. I just want to end this because I'm always so stressed, and I just want whatever is attacking me to go away so I can have peace of mind and happiness. Turning it back over to you.
All right, well, let's have Deacon Millett do our first reading for you, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Good to meet you. I'm sorry that this has come up for you. I'm pulling cards from my Secret Dakini Oracle deck. The first card I pull is Cutting Through, and it really says you can get through this. Don't despair. This card shows knives cutting through a silken magical cord which hangs in the air. And really, you will be able to cut the ties to this past event. The second card is Wheel of Great Time. And it is a card about time healing all wounds. And it does show Kali. And again, with swords. So we have this knife imagery recurring for you. And those swords, though, are the hands of the clock. And time is moving you farther and farther away from these events. And that's important for you to remember. Lastly, I pulled the card Self-Created. This is numerologically, it's the number 11 card, which is the perfect number, and it says that you can create yourself anew and move on. It is horrible when we make a mistake, but it's more horrible when we make a mistake and we don't, and we refuse to admit it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And you aren't there. You made a mistake that you know was a mistake. And that is really all that God wants from us, is that we admit our mistakes, and then we're cleansed of them. So the cards really say this is not going to be with you always, that you can forgive, forget, move on. I'll just add one little touch, although I know we'll head into remediation at the end. Psalm 51, hyssop path, forgiveness, and make your peace with God, with your ancestors, and with those you love, and it is going to be okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that, Dikima. And then Psalm 51, it's funny how our minds work alike, sometimes really came up in my mind as well. Well, what I have done for you is pulled three cards. Now, I'm going to read the Rumi tarot deck, which involves a verse. And I've got to say, Papa Newt, who is a wonderful reader himself and is a member of the chat, said, "This must be a theme show." Well, Papa Newt, you are quite correct, because the devil card has come up yet again. The first card that I have here is the Four of Cups. And the Four of Cups in the Rumi Tarot deck is a little bit different from the Rider-Waite. And it shows a woman out in the field, and she has four spilled cups, and she's turning her head away in sorrow. This is a person wearing clothes of mourning. And the verse that goes with this is, "No sickness is there like the sickness of the heart." And this is very true in your particular situation, because you did make a mistake, okay? And you have suffered for it, but it has become an illness that you have harbored and that you continue to harbor. And that illness is what is translating into the spiritual attack. It is a very sad card. It is a very dark card. And it indicates to us something that you're harboring deep within your heart, a wound that has festered and festered and festered. The next card is the Devil card. And this Devil card is very different from the Rider-Waite. It shows Iblis, which is the Arabic devil. It is a oriental-looking demon with horns and fire. He's got a staff in his hand, and he is climbing out of the pit of hell. And this says, the mother of idols is your own ego. The reality of the situation is, no matter how terrible of a curse you are facing, no matter how terrible of an assault you are facing, no one can stop you from reaching to your Bible. No one can stop you from going to church, and no one can somehow make you disrespect your parents. This is a sickness from within you that is being played upon, and you're allowing it to be played upon. The devil figure, while often indicating, yes, a devilish figure, and does indicate some form of external assault, also indicates something from within. For the reality is that curses often will work on what we have within ourselves. And we find this in medical cases. If I curse someone who has heart disease, chances of them having a heart attack are very high. Why? Because curses take a natural path. And it's the same in this particular situation. What you're facing with is something from within. You made a mistake. There's something that happened in your past, and we don't have to talk about it on the show. But you never forgave yourself. You never truly let it go. And that's become a festering wound that has turned into the sorrow of the Four of Cups and turned into the devil that haunts you and the devil figure. But you can restore, you know, peace in your life, and you can restore it. And all it takes is getting up on Sunday and going to church, reaching over and picking up your Bible, because no one can stop you from doing that, or holding your tongue and being respectful with your parents. The next card that we have is the Two of Cups, which is often considered to be a love card. But anyone who knows Rumi knows that love is also deeply spiritual for him. And so this, or frankly in any tradition, it shows us two beautiful golden goblets, and there are two fishes that are entwined together. And while this indicates love, it also indicates spirituality. Love is a boundless ocean in which the heavens are but a flake of foam. What this means is that you need to bring your healing to yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to forgive yourself. And in that, you will find your spiritual guidance. And in that, you will be able to find your freedom. And it, part of this involves your own spirituality, like reading the Bible and going to church. It involves an actual effort on your part to let go of that past, heal yourself. Psalm 51 is something that was talked about by Deacon Miller, and I could not agree more with a hyssop bath that you may be cleansed and new as snow. Definitely look into that. But what I'm seeing in this case is that the root of this spiritual condition is actually the poison within that's turned into a devil, this turned into this spiritual assault. Okay, I'm going to turn this over to Dr. E to see what he recommends in order to help you with this situation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, my dear. I'm really sorry to hear that you're going through as much as you've been going through and for what you're feeling. One of the things that I'm going to talk to you a little bit about before we get into, you know, magic and spirituality, what is your personal religious path? What religious or spiritual path do you follow?
Christianity.
Okay, great. I like to ask that because not all of my clients are Christian, and I want to make sure that I give advice from the right frame of their spiritual mind, okay? There's two concepts going on here, okay? There's guilt, and then there's shame. And guilt and shame are two very different things. And right now I see from what my colleagues have read here, you're very much in a state of shame. Shame is not healthy at all. Shame is not good for us. Shame is something that causes us to really tear our parts of life. It's very poisonous and very toxic to us, okay? Guilt, on the other hand, is something a little bit more healthy. Let me give you a real clear definition between the two, right? Guilt is, I did something bad, okay? Shame is, I am something bad, and that's the difference here. You did something bad, okay? But you are not something bad. I don't want you to keep thinking that you're something bad because you're not, okay? You made a mistake. We all make mistakes. We're human. We're fallible. We are not angels in heaven. We are mere people here on the earth, treading amongst the animals and the plants. We are not perfect, okay? And God knows that, all right? So what I'm going to recommend you need to do first and foremost is that I recommend you find one of the religious authorities in the church that you attend, okay? Whether it's a deacon or a priest or whatever particular church you go to, find someone and ask them for some private time so that you can go and kind of confess, okay? And this is one of those things that when you confess to a religious authority, they have to keep your secret safe. But the benefit of it, and as difficult as it may be, is that it really helps just purge that guilt out of your system, and it helps get that shame off of your shoulders, because God forgives everything the moment that we recognize that we've done it. That's it. It's that simple. There ain't a single sin on this earth that God doesn't forgive, okay? So you just go to your priest, you go to your deacon, whoever it is, and say, I need to confess, whether our church does confession or not, I need to just talk to somebody, okay? And just lay it all out there for him, and then ask that individual to pray with you, okay? They can pray Psalm 51. You can pray Psalm 51 on your own as well. But as long as this shame hangs on your heart, you're going to keep pulling yourself down, and you're going to keep poisoning yourself from the inside out, okay? And once you do that confession, I want you to promise yourself that you are walking away once and for all from that shadow of your past and from that mistake that you made, okay? Because if God can forgive you, you can certainly forgive yourself too, okay? So I want you to make a promise to yourself and a promise to me that you're going to do that, because that's going to help you a lot, okay? Now, in terms of the magical work and so forth, I would recommend uncrossing baths or hyssop baths. There is hyssop in an uncrossing bath, so either one of those would be good, and that'll help you unravel this negativity that you've wrapped yourself in as a result of the shame that you're carrying from this mistake that you've made, okay? And it'll help cleanse you away in a spiritual sense, but also in a very psychological sense. As you pour that bath over you, and I would recommend doing the course of 7 baths, 1 bath per day starting on a Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to do 1 bath per day for a week. And it's a perfect time to do it. It's a new year. Give yourself a fresh start going into that new year. And every time you take that bath, you say, God, I know that you forgive me, and may this bath, almost like my tears from the past, wash over me and cleanse away the negativity and restore your grace within me and remind me that I am in God's grace and that God loves me. Amen.
Okay.
Or something to that regard. This show is recorded online, so if you want to remember those words, you can go back and listen to it, okay? But that just came from my heart, and I recommend you do something like that. In addition to that, I think it would be really good for you to consciously take up doing a reading of the Bible, but not from beginning to end, because you may find that to be a bit overwhelming, but just every day take your Bible, open it, flip it open, and just read a page of it, and look for inspiration in that page. Find something that resonates with what you're currently going through or where you're coming from, and just listen to God's words of love resonating in your heart. Okay, and if you find something that's maybe a little doesn't really apply, like it's just a list of rules or whatever, flip to another page and just read that one little bit. You don't have to read the whole thing front to back. That's a lot, okay? But just a little bit every day will help just kind of restore your faith and get you back into a good habit. I always say consistency is far more powerful than complexity. So a consistent little spiritual thing that you do every day is going to be much more powerful for you than some big complex thing like I'm going to read the whole Bible from front to back. That's not quite the same, okay? So do that spiritually for yourself. And then I think it might be really good for you to find someone that can act as a counselor for you, someone that can help you work through the grieving process or the forgiveness process, just an ear that you know is going to hold your confidence, that's not going to spread your business out on the street. A professional might be a good idea so that you can start to work out some of the anger and resentment that you have, because one of the things is that anger, like lashing out against your parents, all anger is really a cry for help. There's something there. There's someone there that's hurting, someone that's in pain that needs help. And I think that's the case with you. I really do think you're hurting and that you need some help, and you need someone that can listen to you and be that help for you in your difficult time, okay? That's what I think will work really well for you. But, you know, I got to tell you, you got to love yourself and you got to respect yourself. We've all made terrible mistakes in the past. I've made some terrible ones too. I'm not perfect by any means. But I learned eventually to forgive myself. And once you do the same, you're going to have a bright, beautiful new future for yourself, just like my colleagues saw in their cards. But honestly, the power's in your hands. You just go up to God and say, God, I'm your lonely little child. I made a mistake. I know you're going to forgive me, and I love you for it. And now, if you love me, I'm going to start loving myself too. All right?
Okay.
So that's what I recommend for you, all right? You take good care of yourself, love yourself, and have a clean and blessed new year starting this week, okay?
Those were excellent suggestions. Well, hold on. I'm sorry. We just don't have the time, unfortunately. You had some excellent suggestions, and I think Dr. E and everyone really hit the nail on the head with that. The only thing I can add is consider involving yourself in a spiritual prayer group where people can pray for you in addition to you yourself praying, because having spiritual support from others who remind you that it's okay and will help you overcome shame is going to be important. You can consider something like the Crystal Silence League where people can pray on your behalf. So do consider that. Thank you for your call. It was our honor to read for you. Miss Tammy Lee, let's move on to our next section.
Yes, sir, Tanjiman Ali. And just a very quick reminder that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour from coast to coast and around the world is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Now, we're about to go to our free spell section that will be provided by one of our wonderful members of the earth that is joining us here. And what a great team of members we have this evening with Tanjiman Ali, Deacon Millett, and Dr. E from AIR. Turning it back over to you.
Thank you, Tammy Lee. Dr. E, why don't you share with us and teach our wonderful listeners a free spell for the New Year's?
Excellent. I'm going to give you my four-way road opener spell, okay? Because I think this is a great way to start out the New Year. For this, you're going to need a yellow jumbo candle, and you are going to need some lemongrass. You're going to need some road opener condition oil. And you're also going to need four curios that represent the four things you want to draw in the year to come. For example, a nutmeg for money or a silver dime for money, perhaps an angelica root for protection, or a Queen Elizabeth root for love, or a High John the Conqueror root for luck, things like that. Okay, what you're going to do is on your altar, you're going to make a little crossroad out of that that lemongrass. You just literally lay it out in the shape of a big plus sign. You're going to take that yellow candle and you're going to write open roads on it. Just carve open roads right into it and carve your name into the other side of it as well. Dress that candle with road opener oil and place it in a candle holder and place it at the center of your crossroads of lemongrass. Then take each of the four items and dress them with a condition oil appropriate for what you want. So if you have a buckeye for health, dress that buckeye with healing oil. Okay. If you have a nutmeg for luck, dress it with fast luck oil. If you have a Indian head petty for protection to keep the law away, dress it with law keep away oil. Dress these various things and place them at the four ends of the four little arms of that crossroad. Okay. And what you're going to do now is you're going to light your candle. And you are going to say, I draw from in front of me, I draw X, whatever it is that you put at the top of that candle. If it's a buckeye, I draw health in front of me. Okay. If you have a nutmeg on the right, I draw luck from my right. If you have an angelica root at the bottom, I protect myself from behind. And if you have, let's say, some gravel root on the left because you want a new job, I draw a new job from my left. And I say, all my roads are open in all four directions, that goodness may come into my life. Goodness from before me, goodness from behind me, goodness from the right and from the left. God surrounds me with his love, and I start this new year with a new, fresh attitude and fresh blessings. Okay? And I sit there and sort of sit in front of the candle and visualize myself standing in the center of a crossroad and all of these good things coming to me from the four streets, okay, approaching me, a person coming with a basket full of money or an executive dressed in a suit coming to shake my hand to accept my application to be hired for a job or a doctor coming and giving me a clean bill of health or whatever it happens to be. I imagine these people coming from the four directions, and I sit with my candle for a little while until the whole top of it has formed a little pool of molten wax. And then I know it's been done, and I knock on the four corners of that little intersection of lemongrass, and I say, blessings, 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 amen. And that's my little road opener spell that I like to do. Once the candles all burn down, I gather up all the items in a little bag, and I carry it like a mojo for the year to come so that all of those four things will come to me.
That is a beautiful spell, and what a great spell to really start off the year. You know, I do something similar, but with actual crossroads dirt, so I love that. That's a very beautiful working. Thank you for sharing that with us, and, you know, thank you for joining us on the show along with Deacon Millen. Miss Tammy Lee, why don't you take us out?
Well, yes, sir, Conjurman Ali, and thank you, Conjurman Ali. And thank you, Dr. E. of ConjureDoctor.com in Long Beach, California, and Deacon Millet of FourAltos.org in the high desert of California for being our special guests, this members from AIR this week. We invite you to tune in next week when our special guest from AIR will be one of the best of AIR. So tune in at the very first Sunday of the new year in 2013 to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour and listen to the show. And once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week. Our very first week of the new year at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful, blessed, happy new year, and we look forward to seeing you again next year and next Sunday. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Miss Tammy Lee, for that wonderful exit. And, of course, thank you for a year's worth of wonderful work. I want to say a special thank you to Dr. E and Deacon Millet, both who have filled in for our wonderful host, Miss Kat, who is traveling. We wish her all the best, and we look forward to having her back next week. She was definitely missed, but she was here in spirit. So we look forward to having her back. Thank you, all of our wonderful listeners and our wonderful, callers, and those who join us in the chat for a wonderful year at the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. I look forward to seeing you all next year and to having another wonderful year of the show. Goodbye to all, and thank you to our wonderful guests.
Thank you. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year to everyone. Be sure to light your candles and say your prayers. All right, everyone. Good night and happy new year's.